Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Olectra Greentech Q1 FY24 investor call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rakesh Jain from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in at this time. We are, welcome to the conference call of Olectra Greentech for Q1 FY24. We have from the management side Mr. K.V. Pradeep, Chairman and Managing Director, CFO Mr. B. Sharat Chandra, and Company Secretary Mr. P. Hanuman Prasad. Initially, we'll begin with the remarks from the management, and we'll later on take Q&A. So I'll transfer the call to CFO Mr. Sharat Chandra. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. Mr. K.V. Pradeep, Chairman and Managing Director, may not be able to join the call due to exigencies. We are taking as read the presentation which is put on our website along with the safe harbor statement thereon. Thank you all for joining the earnings call for Q1 results today. We are very pleased to share with our shareholders that the consortium of our company and associate Evitrans has bagged the biggest order from MSRTC for 5,150 buses worth about more than 10,000 crore in this quarter, which is the largest single order in the electric bus industry. The company's net order book position stands at 8,344 numbers after delivering 75 numbers in this quarter. We are able to maintain healthy profitability margins despite reporting lower top line in both our standalone and consolidated revenue in this quarter. The top line got impacted due to strict battery compliance norms which was introduced by Government of India, which has resulted in the deliveries getting deferred. However, we are pleased to inform you that we have received the battery compliance certification for all the models now. We have delivered on a cumulative basis more than 1,250 buses till 30th June 2023. We remain committed to contributing towards the clean mobility agenda of the country and look forward to a strong growth trajectory in the coming quarters and years. So I would request for the Q&A session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Bala Murali Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, and congratulations, great set of numbers. So regarding the guidance of 1,200 buses for the FY24, so we have delivered only around 75 buses in this quarter. Is it possible to meet the guidance, and what could be the margins level we can expect on the overall yearly basis?
Yeah. See, as I mentioned earlier in my introductory message, we have just received the certification norms which have been introduced by Government of India, and we are very pleased to obtain for all the models. And we are striving to cover the backlog in quarter four. Quarter three, quarter four, we are trying to make up the shortfalls which happened in quarter one. And as far as margins are concerned, we are expecting overall and higher volumes. The margin in terms of percentage will be about 10%-12%, and in terms of volume value, it is going to go up.
Okay. Understood. And regarding that order book, so we have around 8,000 buses order book which is supposed to get executed within 2 years or before that. Do you think it is possible to complete this order book in the next 2 years? Because we have a facility of 1500 as of now, and next year maybe we may add that 5000 facility. But the utilization levels will be low in that facility. So is it possible to complete this order book by FY25 end?
We have a timeline of 12 to 24 months. I'm talking about the various orders. And the new facility is expected to come in the quarter four. And with the addition of the new facility, we are confident of completing the orders in 24 months.
Okay, that's great. And regarding the e-tripper, do you received any fresh orders other than that our parent company orders, which was executed in the last quarter and this quarter?
Come again, please. Repeat.
Regarding e-tripper. So last quarter we have executed the order of the parent company.
See, as of now, we have been doing extensively trials and demos in various project sites and construction and mines. So the trials have been very good. So the traction is likely to happen in the coming quarters. The response has been positive. So we expect the private orders coming in the next quarters.
And lastly, answer, this, last time we have spoken about 10,000 buses tender, which is in progress. Out of that, we have received this 5,000 order from the Maharashtra. So, and what about the balance tenders? Is it concluded or it's still pending for the
balance are in the advanced stage of conclusions. So, they are at various stages of conclusions.
And we can hope for order win in that tender also.
Yeah. And the other positive in this current quarter is the BSC order, which has come in our favor.
Okay. Can you, could you please give a breakup of that 5,000 balance tenders from which state and how much it is?
So we have about 5,150 from the MSRTC, which is a new order, and we have about 2,080 from BEST, which is from Mumbai. We have about, you are talking about the new tenders?
I am talking about the tenders we are supposed to get it. Thank you.
Yeah, we have about BEST, about 3,000 numbers. And other various tenders are there. The major one is the BEST.
BEST in Bangalore?
BEST Mumbai.
BEST Mumbai, okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rakesh Jain. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for taking my question. You highlighted that, you know, there were some battery norms which led to lower revenue. Could you provide more color? What were those norms and what kind of, you know, impact it had had? And subsequently, does it also impact the cost for you? And second question is, given the size of orders which you are getting, also, and you know, the how is that bidding at the moment? You know, what is leading to, you know, you being able to get such good incremental orders? How should we interpret the competitive scenario right now?
As far as the first question is concerned, the government of India has introduced the safety and safety norms for all the electric vehicle segment, and this is especially the battery side because of some incidents in the other two-wheeler segment. So because of this introduction of norms, so we have to comply with the we have to do the testing and certifications. Unfortunately, we do not have the testing facilities in India, so it has to be done on an online virtual basis from China. Okay, and that is the reason it was taking more time, and this is beyond our control. Right? Now that we have completed all the tests and we have successfully got the certifications for all our models. Okay, now coming to the second question with regard to the competitive landscape. See, about 50,000 buses tenders are being proposed or in planned by CESL, right? And as far as we are concerned, see, we have a strong product, and we have been there. We have completed more than 12 crore kilometers on Indian roads as on as we speak today, with the delivery of more than 1250 buses. So we have a strong product portfolio, and our technology is proven, with which we are able to basically gain the customer confidence and meet the customer requirements. From a technical point of view and even from a financial point of view, because the more kilometers you run on a single charge, will definitely give more contributions. And our product, as over the period of time, last 5 years, 7 years, we've been working in various different terrains, and accordingly, we have been very competitive, and we have been in terms of economics, highly efficient. So we have basically a reliable product in terms of range and in terms of quality. In all the parameters, our product has been superior.
Sure, sir. Where I was coming from is that, I mean, the size of order which you're getting are pretty big now, relatively. So is it some scenario where competitors are not able to bid at the price at which you are coming, or you know, some competitors have exited the market? And also, if you can provide, you know, you usually provide, what is the bidding rate going on at the moment for the tenders you are bidding in buses?
See, now all the new tenders are coming up without subsidy element, right? So the rate per se versus with subsidy is going slightly up. The kilometer, it depends on, again, city to city, application to application. For intercity operations, obviously, the more number of kilometers is run, so the rates are different. And for intra-city, based on city to city, the application varies. If there is a requirement to run 200 kilometers, the per kilometer rate is different from a requirement to run 150 kilometers. So accordingly, the rate will be anywhere between 50 to 80 rupees per kilometer.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rajesh VC, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. So thank you for giving the opportunity to have the session as well. So just there are a couple of questions which I would like to So as an retail investor, you know, so as you can see, even though there is an improvement from year to year in terms of the operating profit and as well as the net profit, however, from quarter to quarter, it has gone down. So there is any particular reasons for that? Because that is having an impact on the share prices also. So that is one, number one. And number two, we also heard that, I think in the past, there was collaboration with Reliance for the hydrogen-powered fuel-powered buses, as well as the UN also the charging stations. So what is the development on those sites, and how it will be the ratio in future in terms of hydrogen powered as well as EV powered buses? Thank you.
Yeah, coming to the business performance, quarter on quarter we have been doing very well, both in terms of top line and bottom line. As you see, last six quarters, okay, we have been doing very well. So this quarter, as I mentioned to you, because of the introduction of these norms, okay, that has impacted. Other than that, if you see, the operating margins are maintained at healthy levels. That is as far as your first question is concerned. Second question on the Reliance tie-up. See, hydrogen, we have developed the proto, and it is at testing stage. As this new technology is nascent, it will take some more time for the product to come out in terms of commercialization. So today we cannot actually form any opinion or give any guidance with regard to what will be the ratio of hydrogen versus EV.
Noted. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Gursharan from GMA Advisors. Please go ahead.
Just wanted to figure out about the fundraising activity. It's like in a pending since quite long. We were just having a look at Mahindra's, like already without having started production, their valuation is around $9 billion, whereas we have claimed to be the largest manufacturer of buses in the country, electric buses. And our market cap is only $1 billion. And they have already raised 1,200 crores without even starting production. So where is the hitch? Where are we stuck? Since last year, we have been mentioning every time on the call that, yes, we are expecting it to be done. Is there any hitch in it?
Yeah, I think just to answer your question, we have been definitely working on raising funds through equity. And because of the market was not conducive, as you will see right from January onwards till August, not many deals have happened on the QIP front. Okay, and the market has been highly volatile. And of course, unless the market is stable, I think the investors definitely would look forward to wait. That is, as far as the thing, we have clearly a mandate from the shareholders was approved it in the last AGM and the board. We still continue actually exploring the possibilities. In the interim, since with the approval of shareholders, we awarded the contract to MEL, which is a L1 vendor for the construction of the plant. Now the plant construction activity is going on. We have given the LOA on 19th July. So the MEL, with this reputation of turning around turnkey projects in a quick turnaround, we are expecting in quarter four to start commencement of production in the new plant.
That's encouraging. I wanted to figure out, like, the money which we're going to raise, we're going to raise from the financial investors or from some strategic investors?
Hello. See, basically, the is going to be private investment. We are basically taking approvals and we are working hard for the QIP.
Listen, what I was trying to figure out, like, you know, the type of investor which we are looking for in the investment program of ours, we want financial investors or we want strategic investors? Like, we want money from people who can give us technology, who can be our shareholders for maybe several years.
Yeah, we are looking for a good profile foreign institutional investors who will remain invested. Like, for example, in our portfolio, we have Nomura, Jupiter, BlackRock, Goldman Sachs. They have been there for quite some time, and we are looking for investors like them to invest into our portfolio who will stay invested for a longer period of time.
Well, that means you are looking out for financial investors only. You're not looking for a strategic or a technology investor.
No. Yes.
Okay. While you have successfully launched your tripper, I just wanted to understand, are we also working on some heavy trucks, etc. also?
Yes, we are doing trials. Actually, it will now, for electric tripper, it took about almost more than a year for doing trials, and we are working on various product portfolio within the trucks and tipper segment.
Okay, because Aisha has already launched, so we are supposed to be the leaders. You're wondering, like, you know, how come we're staying behind?
See, Aisha has launched, they have already commercially launched last quarter itself. Commercially sold electric tippers, and we are working on various products within the trucks and tipper segment. And our trials have been getting positive response, and we are expecting good orders in the coming quarters.
Only last question now. I wanted to figure out, like, should for any reason there be delays, like, you know, like this time we had like battery certification delay, earlier it was supply chain issues. Now, should there be delay and we not see deadlines of these tenders, will the penalty accrue on the company? Or we are confident enough that yes, we will meet all the deadlines and there will be no penalty on the company?
Yes, I think we have earlier discussed this aspect. What is happening is the EV in terms of operational efficiency is quite economic. In terms of economics, it makes a huge sense for the SCUs. So there has been delays from both sides. Okay, because from STU scope of work, they have to create the space for the depots and they have to get the power connection. And from EV side, we have to deliver the buses and the build the charging infra. So we have now created a good order book. Now we are creating capacity and we are confident of executing all the orders within the next 12 to 24 months.
That's really encouraging. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Smita Mota from Credit Info Edge. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So there are a couple of questions. One is regarding, sir, the technological partnership that you have with BYD. With the recent problem with NIEL and BYD not coming into environment, not annoying, and your partnership finishing by FY25. So do you think that this partnership or this technological know-how would be restarted post FY25? Are you in talks regarding the same?
I think we started our journey in 2015 with BYD, and we have been working together, and we have a very strong R&D team. Basically, we have been working internally to create new product portfolios, new products line. And initially, as you are aware, we were dependent on BYD as a technology partner. With very strong internal R&D team, we have been developing and acquiring the knowledge transfer from BYD. And BYD is definitely looking forward to extend the relationship beyond 2025. So we have a very, very strong relationship with BYD, and we are confident that the relationship will go beyond 2025.
Okay, sir, but BYD wants to launch new products, which is why it approached NIEL for the same, in which the government refused to allow BYD with NIEL to produce products in India. So regarding that, if they are producing new products with you all, with the technology transfer, so then why are they looking for product launch by themselves in India and want to become a major player in India in this stream? So do you stand any chances of having problems in future with BYD?
We are not forcing any problems as such because we are having a strategic tie-up. We are sourcing like all the OEMs, the battery cells and some critical components relating to powertrain. Other than this, we have localized majority of the components required for manufacturing the bus. And as you are aware, PLI scheme has been introduced by Government of India. And few Indian companies have started manufacturing batteries in India. So, and definitely in 2-3 years time, these companies will definitely in a position to supply the batteries. And if the, in terms of technology and in terms of cost, we are able to get from the local Indian companies, we are open to actually buy, we source the batteries from Indian companies.
Okay, got it. So one more thing, you had said that for FY24, your e-buses expectation of sale was 2,500 and tippers 1,200. So I would like to understand that with the current order book that you have, you said that your 12-meter buses has more margin than the 9-meter buses. So as per the current order book, which bus orders do you have more?
Basically, it again depends on applications of various cities and various number of kilometers run. Okay, so in terms of the current order book, we have more of 12 meters.
Okay, that's good.
The first question I was not very clear. What was your introductory message?
My introductory question was that you had given a guidance of e-buses and tippers, which we can expect to be delivered by FY24, so which was 2,500 and 1,200, right? E-buses, 2,500, and tippers, 1,200. So we would like.
There is, I think, a slight correction. I think 1,200 buses, 1,200 to 1,500 buses is the guidance we have given for this financial year. 2,500 is for the next financial year.
Okay, got it. So will you be able to, exhibit this guidance?
Yeah, see, we are striving to make up the shortfall of quarter one in the quarter three and quarter four. And we are striving to do 1,200 buses, oblique tippers.
Okay. Lastly, sir, MIEL did not put in any money. Instead, you all gave the order to the MIEL for the construction of the facility with which you will be able to do business from Q4 onwards. So this order that you have given to them was near around, say, 400 crores or so. So where will that money come from? Will it be internal accrual, or you are looking out for any funding? And if you are looking out for it, then what is the interest rate which you will be comfortable in getting that funding?
See, basically, we are looking at internal accruals and maybe interim loans till the QIP is finalized. And we expect the rate between 8%-9% in case we go for a debt.
Okay. And which quarter, sir, can you say is best for you according to your business venture historically? And where do you see the competition? Because now even Hinduja is getting a lot of orders from the STUs for the buses and all. So where do you see this competition headed?
Yeah. Our quarters, if you see historically, we have been doing very well in quarter three and quarter four.
Okay.
And as far as competitive landscape is concerned, there is enough space for everyone to come in because huge opportunity for the EV segment with the push from Government of India. And the capacities all put together will not be able to meet the requirements as of today. So it again boils down to the product technology. And in terms of performance in all the parameters like the range, the charge on a single charge, how much kilometers we can run, and in terms of operational efficiencies. So there is enough space for everyone because the ecosystem is just the EV segment in terms of buses is just taking off. Still, we can say it is nascent in India.
Okay. I just wanted to know, sir, where do you see yourself in this league 5 years down the line? At which number?
So we definitely strive to be the leader. We intend to be have the leadership position in this segment.
Currently, what market share do you have, sir, in the buses?
About 35%.
35.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Chetan Dhruva from Chetan Dhruva Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. So one quick question and clarification that I needed was regarding your guidance, right? So you had talked about 1,200 to 1,500 buses for this year and a cumulative of 8,000 buses being your order book, and that would be delivered in 12 to 24 months. So I'm assuming end of FY25. So you are essentially saying that for next year, you'll be doing almost 6,500 buses. Is that a correct understanding? At least.
Next year, we are targeting about 2,500 buses.
But then how will you meet the 8,000 buses requirement by in 2 years?
We are talking about splitting, spilling over into financial year 25-26. So we have basically timelines to cover in 24 months from now. So we will be able to, we are building the capacity. We will strive to do more, but on a conservative number, we are saying 2,500 numbers is minimum which we want to do next financial year.
But that conservatism seems to be way off the mark, right? Even if you assume a spillover, August to August, right, to 2 years, still a big chunk would be completed, has to be completed next year.
See, basically, if you talk about 8,500, if you do 1,200 this year, we have what,
6,800 remaining,
year,
right?
Okay, and we'll have about 4,500 buses remaining.
Right, and over 3 months.
Yeah.
August, right? 5 months, basically. Okay, so you are saying essentially that there will be a big ramp up in FY26 initially itself.
Yes. And the capacity, we are initially targeting 5,000, which can be expandable to 10,000.
Okay. And you also had mentioned earlier that your current factory can also be run in multiple shifts, right? Because 1,500 is just for one shift.
Yes, correct.
So you're not having to increase any shifts or, you know, such plans to meet a higher number of buses for FY25 to produce a higher number of buses?
Yeah, we will parallelly plan that also.
Okay, so where I'm reading it, then 2,500 is a very, very conservative number. Okay, so okay, thanks for that, sir. I think the other question I had was on the BYD partnership, and you already clarified to the previous participant. So thank you for the time and good luck for the future quarters.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nihar Mamtura, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I hope I'm audible. I'm just following up, you know, on the ability to deliver on to the order book, because if I understand, the order book is about 8,000 buses. So how is that going to get staggered between current financial year and the next two financial years?
I think we have mentioned earlier about 1,200 is what we are targeting to complete in this financial year. And next financial year, minimum 2,500 is what we are targeting. And the balance, we would like to do it in the next 25-26. So that means 1,200 now, 2,500, and the balance will be about 5,000 numbers will be in financial year 25-26.
And if you have, and just a follow-up question, you know, if you get any other orders, then are you saying that you can, that, you know, the company cannot supply any more buses, and everything is going to get pushed out to 26-27?
So, see, we are working on now currently very less utilization of our capacity. So we can basically do 1,500 numbers in this buses in this plant on a single shift basis, which can be increased. So if we get more orders, we can ramp up.
Okay, so if I just go with numbers, you know, capacity numbers, in the current year, with the current plant, what is the capacity?
Current plant, we have a capacity of 1,500 on a single shift.
On a single shift. And it can become, so effectively 3,000 on a double shift.
It can, yeah, 2,500 to 3,000. So basically, any plant, we can produce at about 80-85% efficiency.
Understood.
So
yeah,
we cannot double on a mathematical calculation, 1,500 to 3,000. So on an 80% capacity or 80-85% efficiency is about 2,500.
Okay. And what about the capacity for next year?
Next year we will have a new plant coming in fully, 5,000, and we based on the order book, we can operate two plants.
So then, would it be fair that, you know, see, the current plant can produce about 2,500 buses. Then next year, once the new plant, depending on which quarter it becomes operational, and what's the target? So when is the new plant going to be operational?
In this quarter, last quarter of this year, we are targeting to start, because we want to do it in a granular manner. We are not waiting for the entire plant to be ready. We as soon as we go in a granular shed wise, once the assembly section is ready, we can start parallelly working in both the plants.
Okay.
And again, I want to repeat, we want to be very conservative. We are building up capacity to meet and complete all the order books, existing order book.
Okay, so, no, fair enough, and it's good to be conservative, but I'm just trying to, the number then will be 2,500 from current plant, and the new plant in the next financial year can probably give about 3,000, 3,500 buses. So effectively,
yeah,
it can be about 5,500, 6,000 buses that our company can produce next year.
Yeah,
pretty much. So your entire order book can be finished off next year.
Correct.
Okay. And does it require any? Because I know CapEx has been approved for the new plant, but anything, any other additional CapEx or high ticket expenses required, you know, to kind of get this going next year?
No. Once the plant is built, we are building the civil infra for 10,000 numbers. And as far as the plant is concerned, maybe a balancing equipment will be required for adding the capacity. So, which may not be very significant, which could be in the region of 100 to 200 crores.
Okay. And any risk, because if there is any imported items and there could be restrictions, especially if it's coming from China, so do you anticipate any risk call-outs on how?
See, we are basically gearing up. We are gearing up for that. That is the reason we've been working on localization, and we have been successfully developed local vendors for all the components except the battery cells, where the entire industry is dependent, not only India, across the globe, dependent on China for the battery cells. So, and some of the components relating to powertrain.
Okay.
So, and now that the Indian companies have started making the battery manufacturing, so in 2 to 3 years' time, the Indian companies will be ready. And meeting or depending on the technology and the cost, we are open for discussions.
So, in the last question, do you, I mean, from a manpower standpoint, is it adequately available trained resources to kind of, you know, cater for this demand or the expansion?
Yes.
Okay. That's it for me. Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Madhusudan Khaitan, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, there was a statement by the competitor, leading competitor, ki they are not bidding for the STUs as there are payment issues and therefore judges are staying away from the from the STU space. So what's your take on that?
Our experience is different. As far as the payment form from the STUs are concerned, it's not going to impact Olectra, because Olectra is in the business of manufacturing and selling the buses. The concessionaire or the bidder which owns the buses operate the buses to the STUs on a per kilometer basis. And as far as the concessionaire and is concerned, the operating company is concerned, their experience has been different. They have been able to collect from the STUs about almost 80% within 60 days, okay, and 20% within 90 days. So I'm not sure about the competitor issues.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question from the line of Rajesh Pandey, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. A very good evening to all. Now, my question is more on the long-term business plans that you have. So have we done a a backward working startup, what would be the market size 10 years from now, and accordingly what where we would like to position ourselves in terms of the market share that we want to have, and then of course depending upon that what would be the capacity requirement, and how are we kind of, you know, preparing for that. That was question number one. And second is, supposing if you want to set up a greenfield capacity expansion, what is the normal gestation period you would take to kind of, you know, build fresh capacity completely on a greenfield basis? See, because that would kind of drive your future volumes, and we know that there is going to be a good amount of demand in the years to come, because the competition is also kind of, you know, closing up on you guys. And finally, what is the our expansion plan on the insulator division? Because there also there has been a bit of, though the volumes are still less, I suppose, see, because it does not really form a big chunk of your P&L and balance sheet. But what are our plans around it? And then, of course, there has been a degrowth from the March quarter. There also, and is there also a dependency on the, you know, battery certification which you mentioned earlier on in the call?
See, as far as long-term business plan is concerned, the TIV of bus industry is about 1.8 million, and about almost 1 to 2 lakhs will be the requirement on a yearly basis, and these are the expectations in next 5 years' time. And with the recent Government of India policy to scrap old buses, old vehicles actually beyond 15 years, I think there's a huge opportunity, as you have mentioned. There's a huge demand, requirements will go up significantly. We would strive, and we intend to be having a leadership position as far as electric vehicle segment is concerned, because we are a pure electric company as against the competitors. And as far as positioning, as I mentioned to you, we want to be the leader in this space. And as far as greenfield facility is concerned, we are already in the process of setting up the new plant to meet the current order book. And as per our understanding is concerned, within 12 to 18 months, a new plant can be set up.
Yeah. Okay. And what are our business plans around the insulator division? I didn't really quite understand exactly the product per se.
Yeah.
And, you know, how you want to kind of scale up that segment as well.
Yeah, I'll just mention to you, insulator segment is a niche segment. This is a technology, again, introduced by our company. This is a composite polymer-based insulators against the conventional porcelain. And this the market is not...
Ladies and gentlemen, kindly stay connected. We have lost the line for the management. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the line for the management now reconnected. Please go ahead, sir.
Mr. Rajesh Pandey, you had questions on the insulator segment. So, as I was mentioning to you, this insulator business is a niche business. We have introduced this technology in the country. This is composite polymer-based insulators against the conventional porcelain. The market is not unlimited. The market size is currently about 350-400 crores. And we have a market share about 35-40%, and we have been focusing in the recent past on exports to a very large customer in US. And as of now, the market is not unlimited, as I mentioned. So we will continue to gain positioning ourselves as a market leader in that segment as well.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anil, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening to you. See, we have market share of 35%, and we say that we are going to deliver in next 24 months 8,500 buses. And do you mean to say that next 2 years the Indian market will witness only 25,000 buses to be rolled on? In that case, then only will be able to maintain the market share. Otherwise, I think the number what you are projecting, as per in line with the capacity or the delivery what we are seeing for last two quarters or three quarters or 1 year, we are going to lose the market share very drastically.
Can you please comment? Yeah. To answer your question, currently the market share is 25% on a number which is about, when we say about 10,000 odd buses, right? And as we talk about 50,000 numbers, we what I mentioned to you is we want to have a leadership position. I'm not talking about what is the percent share. We want to be a market leader, definitely having leadership position. As we talk about 50,000 numbers, obviously market share will translate to about 12,500 numbers.
I'm just reframing my question. What I'm saying is that if you are saying 25% market share is our target, hello?
Yeah, yes.
If 25% is the market share is our target for next 2 years, it means,
right,
and which is nothing but 8,500 buses, let's say 10,000 buses, it's going to make this, India is going to witness in next 24 hours only for 40,000 buses? That's not going to be the market share. That's not going to be the market size.
Yeah,
I'm
that is going to be my, see, by 2030. See, by 2030, the government is focusing.
No, I'm saying about our plan. I'm talking about our plan. Our plan is to just deliver 10,000 buses in next 2 years, which means you mean to say that India is going to witness only 40,000 buses of electric buses in next 2 years. There is a mismatch in what India is going to witness the rollout of the buses and what we are building our capacity and what we are planning to deliver.
When we talk about our share, if you convert that 40,000 buses, obviously including all competition, today currently nobody has got that kind of landscape, the capacities. And based on the necessity, we will ramp up. So we are, our company has been focusing
on. My question is very simple to the target, saying that are we going to see that India is going to witness only 40,000 buses roll out in next 2 years, and we are going to contribute 10,000 buses in that, and that is why we are going to have the 25% market. Is that the realistic figure what you are forecasting to us? Is that clear?
No. See, your question is basically the market size will be more than 40,000. That's what you are saying in the next 2 years?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm saying that at least India will witness in next 1 year or 2 year rollout of at least 1 to 2 lakhs of buses, a kind of target which government has set for 2030. And if that is the market share of 2 lakh buses and we are going to deliver only 10,000 buses in 2 lakh market, what we are building the capacity, it's not in line with the opportunity what we are going to witness.
No, 1 lakh or 2 lakh buses, it includes all the Euro norm, diesel buses, CNG, hybrid and all that. EV 1 lakh to 2 lakhs will happen in the next, by 2030, not in next 2 years. And currently, none of the companies in India have capacity to meet 1 lakh or 2 lakh buses.
Hmm. No, we are talking about over a period of 2 years to the 5 years. First, we are talking about 2-year period. So, you are going to say that next 2 years, India will witness only 40,000 buses of EV, and in that, we are going to deliver 10,000 buses.
Correct. You are right.
Correct?
Okay. Yes.
And I think we are projecting very, 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 very conservatively. I think we are not in line with the aggressiveness of the market, which we are going to see in the next 2 to 3 years. My next question is, like, recently government has rejected the BYD proposal based on security concern, and which is a very, very big concern for all of us. And so my question is, what is Olectra without BYD?
Yeah. See, as far as the proposal, what India you're referring to is nothing to do with Olectra. It's not related to electric buses. Right?
That's not right. That's not right. See, as long as once it is a security concern, if we have a tie-up with that kind of company in any format or in any company, it is going to have its own impact. What I'm saying, asking is, what is Olectra without BYD?
As I mentioned earlier, we have already mentioned earlier, we have been working on our own products. We have been introducing new products, and we have a very strong R&D team. Except for battery cells and powertrain, we are not dependent on BYD, right? And the other aspect is the government of India's rejection is relating to FDI proposal. It is not relating to securitization or anything. It is a FDI proposal where they have rejected it. But as far as we are concerned, we are having strategic tie-up with BYD, and we are sourcing all the materials in India except the battery cells.
Tell me, please, what is the most critical equipment or the equipment required for having the world-class bus to roll out? What is the most number one critical equipment which we should have the capability which determines that, yes, we can continue to have a market share of 25% or 40% in the market? What is the most critical equipment we should have? Do we have that technology? Are we making that product ourselves? Do we have the other vendor from whom we can source it, other than BYD?
Yes, yes, we have been working definitely on our own self, and we have been working on new products, and it's under testing. And definitely, the Indian companies are now started manufacturing the electric batteries, where definitely we are open to source from them in case of any kind of issues with China.
Hello.
Yeah.
So what is the kind of amount we are investing on R&D? Because we are not able to see that on a quarterly disclosure, what is the amount we are spending on R&D? I think it's very, very critical for us when we are rolling out various different products.
Yeah, we have more than 50 plus R&D team. Okay, and then we have been investing on various testing, which is the forming part of intangible assets. That's why you don't see as R&D as a cost. It's an amortization which comes in, and we have introduced, as I mentioned to you, for example, the electric tipper has been developed and designed by us.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Siddhant, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So my first question is regarding the raw material cost. As a percentage of sales, this quarter it fell sharply. So what was the reason for that?
The reason for that is the product mix.
Okay. So because of that, our margins were close to 19%, and previously we were doing somewhat 13 to 14%. So can you give us a guidance on our sustainable margins? Like, we can
see, basically, because of the revenue mix, the operating margins are much better than earlier quarters. But as we have mentioned earlier, on a sustainable basis, the margins we are expecting between 10 to 12%.
So when you mention the revenue mix, that it means we sold more of the 12 mm buses?
Yeah. Okay. Come again, please.
So when you say that it's because of the revenue mix, does that highlight that we sold more of the 12 mm buses as compared to the 9 mm?
It's basically on account of operating revenues also, where we have higher EBITDA margins.
Okay. And sir, my second question was regarding, sir, in the last con call, sir, we had mentioned that because of the battery norms, we couldn't push the sales of the electric tipper. So nothing was mentioned on the front of the buses. And this time we are hearing that it's because of the battery norms that we couldn't sell more electric buses. So just some clarity on the whole scenario, sir. Exactly what is, what has happened and what is happening.
No, I think electric tippers, we never mentioned about any battery norms. We were mentioning that we are being doing a lot of trials and demos, and we got the first order for about 20 tippers, out of which about 17 were delivered.
Okay.
These battery norms were going on for the last 6 months, and government has become strict in enforcing these norms.
Okay. And now we have the all the required clearance.
Yeah, we received all the clearances now.
Okay. And sir, when we have such a healthy order book, and we have a capacity of 1500, so why aren't we looking to do double shift in this financial year itself?
We will work towards it, but it is not easier for any engineering company to like electric to immediately shift to double shift. We have to work in a granular manner. And that is the reason we said we want to strive and then do more sales in quarter three, quarter four.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for attending this earnings call. Overall, we are pleased to inform that with the battery compliance certificate for our model, we are confident of making up the shortfall in quarter one in the next quarter. And we are definitely looking at double digit growth compared to last year in terms of top line and bottom line. And we look forward for your support. Thank you so much.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.